It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
Here we go. Speak Out for January 13th, 2022. It's a Thursday, which means
me.
That's right. Sound Advice with Brian Springer. I couldn't help but hear the name Pele, or as we Pele. Called him, Pele, back in the day. And I was thinking about him the other day, and I thought, you know what? I should Google him because he's still alive and he's getting up there.
Yeah, for sure.
So he's in his 80s. I don't think I remember from way back in the day that they never determined his true birthday because in those days. Birth certificates were not common for poverty-ridden families in Brazil.
Interesting.
And he came from severe poverty. I mean, the guy used a grapefruit for a soccer ball when he was developing his skills as a young lad. And I was like, you know, I was thinking, man, I know he's still alive because the whole world would mourn his death.
For sure. Certainly soccer world.
But he's getting over colon cancer in Brazil.
Oh.
So, yeah, but otherwise he's healthy. I mean, he was one of the most positive influences on any sport that I could think of ever. You know, I mean, the guy makes a speech and the one word is love, right, when they brought soccer to America. So, anyway, that's the great Pelé, as we called him. The non-soccer world calls him Pelé. So.
Interesting.
But it's Pelé. All right. So, welcome to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Sorry, Bri.
No, hey.
You had a thought going.
Yeah, well, and gone.
As normally happens to people who talk to me. All right, so the Lake Havasu Regional Orchestra.
Oh, okay, still going.
Yeah, we still have two tickets.
Oh.
For Sunday's performance.
Sweet.
That is at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. This is a $20 value. Two tickets, $10 each. Give me a call during the break, and they are yours. They're the last pair that we have left, and it's called We're Back with a Bit More. That's this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Lake Havasu Performing Arts Center. Your turn.
Go. So markets relatively down today. S&P 500 currently down about 0.62. Now, that's the broad U.S. market index. The more technology-laden index, the NASDAQ, down 1.33. So we've seen some volatility a little bit enter into the markets. Currently, the Dow at 36.3, so honestly, not a whole lot less than all-time highs. Don't get caught up in the numbers. Remember, it's the percentages that matter. Dow dropping 1,000 points. All right, well, you know, 2.5-3% is not the end of the world. So you got to focus more on that. But it is interesting. We're starting to see a little bit more of that volatility, and that's because the market's just trying to get a read on kind of a bizarre circumstance, and that's real time versus trying to prognosticate what's coming. And the real time is that corporate America continues to kill it, doing phenomenally. The labor markets are thin because there's more jobs than people. especially since there's a big shift in the types of jobs that people are taking. And so the great resignation, as Wall Street Journal and Forbes and everybody keeps kind of alluding to, is not going away, just meaning that people are leaving jobs and taking other jobs that pay more money. There's expectations that this year you're going to see significant pay increases in the United States because people are in demand. Mm-hmm. And in other words, if employers still have a lot of demand on their products or services and are making an increasing amount of revenue, then they're willing to pay more money for the people that are going to do that because there's not enough people to provide them with access to that. I mean, that's kind of the power, right? The power lies in, well, if you need employees to make money, which is pretty much how it works, those employees for the first time in 4 or 5 decades are actually in a position to start seeing some pay increases. And we've seen that, and those keep getting passed on to the consumer, hence inflation.
I was just going to mention that.
But as I, keep beating the drum, as long as people have enough money to keep paying those inflated prices, it's not going to end. It ends when people say, oh, whoa, I'm not interested in paying that much anymore for my meal at the restaurant because it's gone up, or for that particular grocery, or travel as much and pay that for gas, or build a new house, or add on to the house I have, or buy a new TV or a couch or whatever it is. When people reach that point, then you'll start seeing some things go the other direction.
Right.
There's supply chain and distribution issues are expected to have some relief this year, which will add to the supply, meaning that it should help alleviate some of the increased prices that everybody's been seeing out there. But we'll see if the retailers and companies pass that on because if people are willing to pay it, well, that's
right.
How capitalism works. You're going to sell it for as much as you can.
I just want to remind the listeners that we do have a phone line open. You can give us a call, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, if you want to participate today on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And the Fed has already signaled there's going to be interest rate increases.
Yep, two to four.
What does that mean for the consumer that's looking at buying something, a high ticket item,
yeah,
or a car, a house, or that's, should they act now?
Well, it's not like a direct correlation, but it's an indirect correlation for sure. And so
what does that mean?
That just means that if the Fed raises interest rates, it doesn't automatically simultaneously raise the interest rate on vehicle financing or home financing or your credit card, but there is an indirect effect where more than likely it will cause those things to go up.
Yeah, what about those people with variable rate that are paying variable rate interest on, say, a credit card or an adjustable rate mortgage?
Yeah, you would have been pretty crazy to have done that anyway because, fixed rates are 3%
right,
or 3.5%, but fix it is my response, is get it fixed because interest rates are going up. It's not a question. It's, how quickly and how much. And that's just going to continue to depend on how much inflation stays in the picture. But it's coming, everybody, for sure. That means, though, that you might see some finally a little bump in your savings or money market accounts as well, though, interest rate wise.
So there's a lot of offers out there to consolidate debt for people, some all the way down as low as 6.9, 5.9, that sort of thing. Is that a good thing to act on, say, now when the Fed has signaled that interest rates are going up?
Yeah, anything that has some variableness to it with interest rates, it would make sense in my mind to get those fixed sooner than later.
As long as you're lowering your payments.
Everybody's individual circumstance is different,
right,
and budgetary constraints and all that. I'm just saying from an interest rate perspective, it's going up because, as I said, you're going to start seeing those trends kind of across the board.
Would that typically, Brian, mean the end of a hot housing market like we've seen here for the last year?
It definitely is going to contribute to that. In other words, if financing rates do start going up, that's definitely going to contribute to the cooling of real estate markets. And so there's no question that that will play a role. Certainly, there is no cooling down at all right now. Things are just scalding hot, and not showing any signs of abatement. But you know it will, and you know it's coming. And certainly, higher interest rate on mortgages will make it less palatable for people to make a move. In other words, somebody says, "Oh my gosh, my house I bought for $300,000, it's worth $600,000. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to buy a house for $800,000." Because I'm making more money, or my investment portfolio's gone up, I can do that with the extra equity that I have in the old home and manage my payments. If the payments go up, though, because interest rates, when you've got one home financed at 3.5%, and then you're going to go buy another home and finance it at 5%, people may not do that. Because it will obviously, if they step up in price, increase their monthly payment. And if interest rate is higher, it will definitely, of course, increase your monthly payment. And so less people, of course, will choose to do so. So that is an example of how that all kind of dovetails and creates that kind of a situation. So many interesting little stats to just think of how much the market, the economy, our national deficit, everything has just grown to just monopoly money numbers. It's just hard to, it's almost like astronomy, like you can't even get your head wrapped around it.
That's
right?
A great analogy, the monopoly money.
Listen to this stat. The largest capitalized individual stock in the United States reached $3 trillion. So the stock of a company reached reached $3 trillion.
Do we know what company that is?
Mm-mm. Okay. In January 3rd. 40 years ago, 1982, the total market capitalization of all the stocks in the entire world was $2.7 trillion.
On all markets?
All markets.
Wow. That is a wow.
That's a mind-blowing stat to me.
Right.
And I was talking about it with a client yesterday, and you know, he does pretty well, and he's got some assets. You know, he's 50-ish or so, and we were just talking about it, and he's just like, yeah, it's amazing that the wealth. He goes, I'm trying to get by. I'm what used to be called kind of a middle class guy. I mean, I do okay income wise, and I have some things, but I just feel squeezed right now. It's so hard, and that's just because the numbers at the top end are just so mind-blowing.
Right.
A lot of people are benefiting across all spectrums in the economy right now. It is definitely much more difficult if your income has not been going up, as inflation's been going up, or if you're retired and on a fixed income, and your income hasn't been going up. I beat this drum to all of my clients who are getting ready to retire, and we're talking about their income portfolios, and they say, okay, Brian, I've got 401k and some investment accounts or whatever it is, and how much income does it make sense to draw from? And the place I start with, of course, is a percentage that they should be withdrawing as a rule of thumb to not touch principal. And in fact, we talk about growing principal over time. Because if you're 65 and you've got 25 years to plan still, and you're taking out a withdrawal rate, if you're just say, well, I'm going to stick to that, if you don't increase your income over time, your quality of life is declining.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you've got inflationary periods. And we were used to not having any inflation for decades. And all the stars aligned to conspire to, well, here we are today where it's, pretty serious. And so very difficult for people to navigate increasing cost when their income is not increasing. And so just because you retire, it doesn't mean financial planning kind of comes to an end and you just stick your money in the savings account and hope it all works out. I mean, you're going to run out of money unless you got a whole bunch.
Right.
And your expenses are very, very low if you're not careful. And so looking at those trends and trying to make sure that income goes up just to keep your quality of life the same is just so darn important.
And then the vast majority of the businesses that those people do work for that aren't getting the raise are small businesses,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, under 100 employees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it all kind of has to go together. And in the past, the way it's really kind of worked is if small businesses were seeing increases in income, there really wasn't a market where you had to bump up pay in a commensurate way.
Hmm.
That's changed. I mean, that has changed. Well, that may or may not go against bottom lines for small business, but it definitely should be helping out bottom lines of blue-collar workers and you know, people who are doing their thing out there one day to the next. We're going to go to the break, but one more little piece of FYI for you I thought was interesting. Just a trend. So in 2020... 12,200 store closures occurred according to the CoStar Group. Nationwide, 2021, last year, 5,079 shut down.
Hmm.
So think of that. So COVID, of course, was last year, right?
Last 2 years.
2 years.
It's 2 years ago, February.
It affected it way worse in year one, 12,200 in 2020, and considerable, you know, 60% less of that closed down last year as a result, as vaccinations occurred and more people got it, and, you know, et cetera. And so that kind of changed things. So if you don't think there is a, you know, here's one more example of how, yeah, pandemics affect the economy. Some of that through, you know, the forced shutdowns, you can agree or disagree with. A lot of it just is people are sick and not coming into work. And what was the stat the other, you know, Newark, United Airlines mm-hmm. hub or whatever, 3,000 people are calling in.
Right.
You know, it's crazy.
Right.
But it seems like it's peaked, at least in some of the bigger cities. So hopefully this is the beginning of the end of the pandemic, because it is more contagious, but if apparently,
the Omicron,
less harmful.
It's already left Britain and South Africa. So,
hopefully people got it,
yeah.
Didn't get too sick,
right.
And are now built up the immunity, and we can try to get back to like what life looked like a couple of years ago, so I can go to all the music and travel all I want and do my thing.
Right on.
All right, a little Clapton, right?
Yeah, and I kind of explained off the air to you why I picked it. I finally got to watch Get Back.
Yeah.
All three parts.
The Beatles documentary.
I even had tears in my eyes at the end.
Yep.
And there's a point in there, I don't want to be like spoiler alert or whatever, but I mean, it's in the books already, but there at one point, George Harrison left the band.
Yeah.
During the recordings.
Yeah.
And they had to, you know, go to a team meeting and two of them.
Yeah.
And talk him back into the band. But
yeah.
Eric Clapton's name was Clapton was heavily considered to replace George Harrison at that point.
Wow.
So that's why I picked him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll turn it up. And then
there was
spousal interplay.
Right.
I don't know, pun intended. Sorry.
That was, yeah. No, I'm not shaking my head about that. It was just, I have a completely different opinion of Yoko Ono now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's all I'm going to say, folks. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's just wow.
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg will continue. Give me a call if you want those Havasu Regional Orchestra tickets. I've got a pair left. It's called We're Back with a Bit More this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at the high school here in Lake Havasu City. All right, a $20 value, by the way, for these two tickets. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. was a little snippet from Layla about, allegedly, about Patty Boyd, the girlfriend of Eric Clapton and George Harrison. So I kind of tied that one in there. How'd you like that?
It's perfect.
Not bad, right? Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, Patio Paradise, the Lewis Team, Coldwell Banker, with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. This part right here, Brian, makes me think of the movie Goodfellas.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
All right, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Springberg Wealth Management. Thank you so much, Brian.
You betcha.
All right, Better Business Bureau and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center on Needles Highway. Visit their website at LaughlinNevada.net. And don't forget, you can stream the show live at KNTRTalk.com. Our archives are there as well. And we'll have this show up later this afternoon. You get about the last 30 days or so when I'm feeling ambitious and take a few off, right?
Right, exactly.
You got your mic down, by the way.
Oh.
So, there you go.
Got it.
What are you, new?
Yep. Distracted.
Welcome back, everybody.
Sleepy. So, speaking, you know, we talked a little bit about employment, that kind of thing. Five states recorded their lowest unemployment rates ever in November. And that's going back to 1976. This is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Georgia, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Utah, and West Virginia. Lowest unemployment rates ever. In November.
West Virginia, huh?
That's what I thought.
That's interesting with the whole energy strategy change and the move away from coal. And
that's just
very
political,
interesting.
Political, blah, blah, blah. You know,
possibly.
Possibly. Their lowest unemployment ever, at the same time they're, you know, complaining.
Or coal workers aren't such a high percentage of workers 12,000, in 12,000, West Virginia.
12,000.
Is that it?
Coal workers.
12,000.
Yeah, arguably are holding up legislation for the United States of America.
Oh, okay.
You know, Senator Manchin. So you can agree or disagree with that, but that is, well, I mean, whether or not you like that, I guess I should say, but that is a fact that, you know, because, you know, that senator's family, you know, owns and is involved in coal mining, and, mm-hmm. you know, so it's all kind of shocking everybody I know, you know, politics and money, who'd have thought that. But interesting, though, that's a pretty wide swatch of states, right? You've got your South represented in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
You've got your, you know, Midwest represented in Nebraska, Oklahoma. You got your West Mountain in Utah, and then you got West Virginia.
Who's the main employer in Utah, or is it Varied Industries? I know Adobe's there.
Varied Industries, but Utah, I've got another Utah stat, too, but Utah is blowing up as, I want to say it's maybe the second leading tech sector-focused state in the United States now.
Right, right.
And so Utah is absolutely blowing up. It is exploding in Salt Lake and...
Even north, I have friends moving to the Logan area.
Provo, Logan, yeah. Et cetera. It's interesting, though, because I bought a second home in Utah, and there was a lot of reasons. Number one was just, you know, where it is, it's beautiful, and it's a getaway in the summers a little bit for me. And you know,
I love Utah.
Just a gorgeous state.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you factor other stuff in there, and you're like, well, why? How's that state going? Well, that state is one of the best-run states in the United States fiscally, you know, financially. The correlation between, obviously, a you know, predominantly Mormon-controlled government, well, great business people, for sure. And listen to this, that it doesn't happen by accident, everybody. Utah has the top financial literacy requirement for its high school students in the United States of America. It requires high school students to take half a year course dedicated to personal finance, and then they have to take a final exam administered by the state. Think of that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. And
it really is. Why isn't that a requirement everywhere?
We always talk about that, right? Yeah. Like, why on earth aren't we teaching our young people how to manage money? You know, we used to say, you know, balance a checkbook. Well, you don't do that now. Now it's, you know, how do you go online and, you know, make sure it all looks okay?
But right.
Same idea. And so to understand investing, to understand debt and how it can be harmful.
And revolving debt. Yeah.
And to understand interest rates and to understand finance and things just on a very basic level would prevent a lot of unnecessary hardship for a lot of people. And honestly, it would probably push less reliance on government because people get themselves in terrible financial positions. And one of the bailouts for that, of course, is some kind of government assistance. It could be anything, but it just doesn't change the fact that that is a correlated effect of that. And so I love the idea that they're doing that there. And why that isn't nationally something that's put on, I don't know. If you're a teacher and you're listening, your class is out of control because you're not in the room, number one. Maybe you're on your lunch break. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, I wonder if that's been proposed and why isn't that? You know, why isn't Arizona, you know, not necessarily known, you know, our district certainly is dedicated and does everything it can. But Arizona as a state, of course, not known for education by any stretch. You know, what are we always in the top two or three lowest funded states for education per student in the country? That doesn't always necessarily just mean that it's just about the money. You know, you can spend money poorly or wisely. But obviously, that does speak to a little bit about prioritization in education in some fashion, you know, if you're always almost at the bottom.
Political lobbies are very powerful.
Ugh.
And I can't help but think that there is a political lobby for the credit card industry that would be completely against that idea.
Imagine how cynical, ugh, God forbid that's actually a thing. But, you know,
I'm just saying.
It's not like we would all, you know, put our hands on our head and go, oh, I don't believe that.
It's not completely out of the question. Yeah. Let's put it that way. All right, let's take a short break.
We'll be right back in just a few minutes here on Sound Advice on Speaking.
Yes, we're going to play Badge by Cream. You know why it's called Badge, right?
I don't.
It's the chord progression. B-A-D-G-E.
I wouldn't have known that.
Well, just now you know.
Now I know. Thank
all
you.
The stupid things that come out of my head that go on the air on Speak Out as,
that's not stupid,
as trivial facts. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. And Brian, your alma mater plays tonight.
You like Colorado.
On KNTR Sports, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. That's right, at McHale Center.
Go Cats.
Tonight.
Bear down, baby.
Only one loss on the year, too.
Looking good.
Yeah. U of A.
Gonzaga. We have the Gonzaga assistant coach.
Right.
And
which has to be a huge plus with recruiting. So, all right, that's a 9 p.m. tip-off, by the way. So the pregame will get underway at 8 o'clock on KNTR Sports, our sister station. Back with more in a moment on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. Pretty sure that's off the album Disraeli Gears. And I have a sister who's a huge Cream fan and has all the original printings of the Cream albums and recorded a really awesome compilation of Cream for me. So still have it on cassette.
On cassette.
On cassette, yes. Cool. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, the company now known as GDK LLC. Same Mike Bonney, but a new name, GDK LLC. SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On. Now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Give Thane What a Guy O'Brien a call. He's alive and well, by the way. I saw him this morning, the knucklehead. 928-706-2784 or send an email to T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. He's probably going to call and chastise me now, right?
Deservedly so.
Deservedly so. And we are on the Lake Havasu City app, by the way, available at Google Play and the Apple iStore, created by a local, Alyssa Zawisa.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, what a thing to create an app like that.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that could create an app? I know one person, Alyssa. So I'm giving her a shout out because she's pretty awesome. Just one little thing, Brian. There's a blood drive going on until 2:30 in Mojave Valley. It's at River Valley High School. Vitalant.org is where you want to go to get more information. But it's until 2:30 at the River Valley High School gym today. And we'll have a representative from Vitalant. She'll be calling in during this hour a week from today from Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. There's a huge blood shortage right now because of Omicron.
And a huge what shortage?
Blood shortage.
Oh, blood.
Blood has a 42-day life because of the oxygen-carrying properties denigrate over time, over 42 days. So they have to throw it out after that amount of time if it's not used. So when people have Omicron or other illnesses or the flu, they can't donate.
Right.
So that's what they're having the problem with, not to mention kids not going to school. That's a big portion of their blood donations come from high schools.
Mm.
So, yeah, high school students, once you're 16, you can donate blood. So,
well, if things are truly kind of abating in the rest of the world where it seemed like Omicron became more prevalent,
right,
and we're seeing it kind of abate a little bit in the bigger cities in the country, again, hopefully we are on that path.
Right.
And so there's some good news out there to factor in to the markets. Again, the stock market is factoring in certainly what's going on, but what it sees coming. And what it seems to be saying, if you look at the fact that it's just not tremendously down off of its values, is that inflation is going to subside some, that Omicron is going to and is subsiding, and that those things will not be the headwinds to business corporate profits that they might otherwise have been. That's why. So when you're watching the news and you're getting yourself all worked up and your blood pressure's rising and you start yelling at the screen, maybe don't watch it. But
I was going to say, don't watch the news.
But don't let those things overly affect you. Again, TV news, most of it, as in 90% of it, is only created to get you to watch it as programming no different than you used to watch Cheers or Three's Company or pick a sitcom. Or any, drama. It's just trying to get viewership, which means they can charge so much per 30 or 60 second spot for their commercials if they can track how many people watch. And so that quote news is based upon your personal political beliefs. It's not necessarily going to be couched in objectivity. It's going to, definitely be couched in a way so that you want to watch again tomorrow, and get you all worked up. And one of the things that makes me upset is that, a couple of the, major news outlets focus on fear tactics to purchase gold and precious metals more than others.
That's very true.
It's just a fact. They do. And so I've, of course, had clients
coming in, and I, you know, as, if you've been listening to the show for 15 years, you know, I bring this up periodically.
They want to move three quarters of their portfolio to gold.
God, yeah. Brian, all I'm seeing is all these advertisements for gold. And I'm like, well, yeah, those are advertisements. No different than, you know, do you have mesothelioma or whatever that is?
Because, right.
You know, did you use Roundup in the 80s and, you know.
Or Zantac.
Or, you know, they're ads, man.
Sure,
They're just ads. And so you have to understand that. It doesn't mean that gold, precious metals are bad investments. You just have to appreciate that the stories and the headlines and the angle of those advertisements following the quote news, which I would call editorial feed, all go together. What stories are selected, how they're presented to you, then the advertisers that choose to go on there because they know the types of stories and the angle on those stories. And so, you know, you're going to watch, you're going to get yourself all upset, you're going to be afraid, the world's ending, the economy's terrible, and blah. And then here's what's going to save you is the ad that comes in next. When you instead listen to Brian Springberg, CFP, on Sound Advice and Speak Out, and you're like, so I just heard that, you know, five states all over the country have their lowest unemployment rates ever, unemployment's way down, you know, businesses are killing it, the stock market's great, real estate prices are great, if you want a job, you can get one or two, you can switch jobs, make more money. I mean, that is the current state of the economy, everybody. So that doesn't mean that there aren't reasons to get into these alternative investments. It just means fear is should definitely not be one of them because it's just an advertising tactic.
So you're saying I should watch the news and the advertisements with some objectivity?
I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
I get it, but
this is a rhetorical question.
What I suggest you do is watch what program you're watching. And then watch what advertisers are coming on for that programming. Mm-hmm. And it should be pretty obvious to you that there's a correlation between it. Older demographic type shows, you know, the Golden Girls or whatever. You know, well, what's being advertised on there? You know, I don't know. Things that are interesting or attractive or cause fear in, you know, women between the ages of 60 and 90. I mean, that's how it works. And the news cycle and the news channels are no different than that. Who's watching? I don't know that it's this bad, but let's get their blood pressure through the roof. And then there's going to be an advertisement for a prescription medication for blood pressure control. I don't know that I've tried.
So to cap it all off, there's also sweeps weeks. I've tried to get tours in TV studios for a youth group, and there's those sweeps weeks they got to work around.
Yep.
And you got to work around them too, because you're not going to be in there during that week.
Yeah, sweeps weeks are just the ratings of the shows.
Right.
And
that's
that
the even bigger stories that they filter into the A, B, C, and D blocks.
So my larger point here, everybody, is that investment decisions, whether they be defensive, offensive to make money, whatever it is, should be based upon reliable, professional, objective advice, or if you feel comfortable doing your own research and looking into things like a certain company or certain stock on a number of different levels, whatever it is, not on the fact that you're getting beaten over the head in a certain way by your Yahoo News feed. Because once you start clicking on a couple things, well, the algorithms say, well, this person likes this, so here's what they're going to see all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where we've talked about on the show, sometimes it gets spooky. Like you talk to a friend, you're like, yeah, I was thinking about getting one of those pulsating massagers or whatever. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, your Yahoo feed is pulsating massagers. You're like, okay, who's listening
right
out there type of a thing. So there are definite objective ways to approach whether to buy anything, including gold and precious metals. Everybody, please use those. Don't use Uncle Frank the plumber's advice. Don't use you know, advertising on the radio or the television as far as what you should be buying and when. Those aren't really focused on your financial health. They're focused on selling, you something.
Bubba the Coin Collector?
So, yeah, well, I don't know. What does that mean?
Uncle Frank the...
Oh, Bubba the Coin Collector.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but he actually may know something.
He might.
Yeah, I heard Bubba knows his stuff. You know,
right.
Ancient Romans are his specialty.
Well, now I'm going to have coins popping up on my feed here. So let's take a short break, Brian, so we have something to talk about at the end of the hour,
we'll
right?
We'll be back at our last segment, Oh the Hour, in just a few minutes here on Sound Advice and Speak Up.
Oh the Hour. All right, a little Derek and the Dominoes from the one and only slow hand, Eric Clapton. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoy. You're listening to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg.
The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3 FM and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned therein. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. SagePoint Financial is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in here are independent of SagePoint Financial.
All right, we're back on Speak Out, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. The final segment, Oh the Hour.
Wow, that disclaimer's easy for recorded me to say.
Yeah.
I nail it every time.
You do. You really do. And you don't breathe. Whew. You don't take any breaths.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think.
It's kind of
cool. Same thing every show. So, I had just a string of great appointments lately, in that the people I've been meeting with, retiring, considering retiring, and really coming in for a consultation to figure out, well, what does that look like, have all been great for them, meaning that they've, almost all of them, actually, the only debt they have had is some mortgage debt, don't owe anything else in terms of financing. And by the time we got done adding up their pension or Social Security, and then their investment portfolio that they, you know, would be moving over to me, and the income that we could take from that, with, you know, relative confidence, it was just great to see their eyebrows go up and a smile on their face, knowing that they're going to be just fine, and that they did it. They made it.
That's the rewarding part of the job?
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's absolutely my favorite, because I know, you know, let's face it, you get a certain age in life, you know that you don't know everybody's story, but you know they got one, and you know they've had some ups and downs and some battles, and to have made it through those things and to say, okay, I just want to, you know, hang up my spurs and you know, enjoy myself and, you know, do some fishing. Or
no more jingle.
Try some partner or do some travel or whatever it is. And that's what I'm communicating to you right now as the listener, is to say, if you are not there yet quite and you're working towards that, that has to be your focus. You have to get those debts down, and you have to figure out to maximize the cash flow coming in for you. And that's the whole idea of financial planning during the growth phase. The income phase, those are then strategies that we're going to put in place to allow you to go to sleep at night, knowing that if things do get a little rough in the economy and the markets, you're going to be okay. Or if something dramatically changes in your life, you're going to be okay. And that at the same time, if things continue along, that you're making good decisions for yourself and your family and the loved ones you eventually leave behind on every facet of a good quality financial plan. come to the end of another hour, everybody. Listen, enjoy the beautiful weather. Spend local. Support everybody here. Try not to complain too much about the crazy traffic in town. I know it's there, you know, but in the scheme of things, we live in a wonderful, wonderful place. Everybody.
Yeah, enjoy the weather right now. It's, you know, 10, 20 degrees somewhere else in the world, and we're looking at 70s for the next 5 days.
I had a morning appointment, somebody calling from, called somebody in Minnesota, a client used to live here.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to brag. All right. But, yeah.
All right.
Take care.
Speak Out 2.0 coming up next after news and a short break. Enjoy the day, everyone.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.